Springfield's Muslim community continues to navigate both local and global challenges, including international conflicts and issues around faith, individual identity, and resilience. A growing fear among Muslims is that their civil rights, whether as citizens or migrants, are increasingly under threat. Recent deportations by ICE have only heightened those fears. In response, local Muslims are joining the Muslim Civic Coalition. This effort is led by the Illinois Coalition for Human Rights. The aim of it is to lobby state lawmakers to uphold fundamental constitutional protections. Springfield resident Ashraf Demizuddin shares why he's joined this effort.
The thing is, Springfield is the capital of Illinois. We have a lot of opportunities to work not just for the Springfield community, Illinois, and for the whole country. That is one of the big motivating factor for me to move out there and say, now look, a wrong was done, but two wrongs do not make a right. So we have got to fix it.
The struggle for justice also extends beyond U.S. borders. While concern about the occupied Palestinian territories has long been present, the 2023 bombing of Gaza sparked a new wave of activism, especially in Springfield. Three Muslim women organized a local protest against U.S. funds supporting military action, and it quickly expanded. The movement became Springfield Families for Ceasefire, a broad coalition of approximately 450 people from diverse backgrounds. A protester was inspired looking at the increased support.
In 30 years of speaking up for Palestine, I've never seen this level of solidarity, especially from those who aren't Muslim. We start out with about 75 Muslims showing up for a protest, and now we have an organization made up of more than 400 people from all kinds of backgrounds, faiths, and points of view, but they all believe in freedom and justice for all.
And the support isn't limited to Springfield. In nearby Decatur, Millikan University hosted Palestinian-American civil rights activist Linda Sarsour in March. She spoke about intersectionality and activism.
I think oftentimes we underestimate the power of storytelling, the power of connecting with people and being able to kind of share my journey in the activism and organizing as a woman, as a Palestinian, as a Muslim American, and also my work in solidarity with communities across the country. Times are going to be hard, but we're all we got, and we're going to continue to organize and protect our people.
For some Springfield Muslims, concerns aren't just hypothetical. They've experienced religious discrimination firsthand. The Illinois Muslim Study found that over half of Muslims in the state report facing discrimination outside their own communities. Muslim international students in particular feel vulnerable. Dr. Ali Nizamuddin, a political science professor at the University of Illinois Springfield, has seen that fear up close.
I even told recently my student, he's an international student, you don't have safety at this moment. Please don't do anything that would compromise your future until your situation is more stable. Me and my siblings have discussed many times where we need to relocate. The fact that we have to have these types of conversations as Muslims in this country is scary.
In the face of fear and frustration, Springfield's Muslim community is choosing action. Many are supporting advocacy and speaking up to ensure that civil liberties are not just promised, but protected. For NPR Illinois, this is Hafsa Rahman.